朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
今天早晨我要和弟兄姐妹讲一段非常熟悉的圣经。
I'd like to share with you from a very familiar text in the Bible.
请你打开路加福音第五章。
If you have your Bibles with you, will you please turn to Luke, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11.
非常熟悉的圣经。
A very familiar text.
我们从第一节念完第十一节。
Let's read from verses 1 to 11.
请各位再注意我读第十节。
Let's all read verse 10. I'm going to focus on 10.
他的伙伴西庇太的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得能了。
Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid, from now on you will fish for people.
我今天早晨要和弟兄姐妹就非常注重的就是这一节圣经。
I'd like to focus my whole sermon upon this, what Jesus just said.
他说不要怕，从今以后你要得能了。
Do not be afraid, from now on you will fish for people, you'll be a fisher of men.
我最近看了一本书，这本书就是 People's Church on the Go.
And recently, I read a book called The People's Church.
那这个教会是在 Toronto.
The People's Church can be found in Toronto.
我也曾经去过这个教会。
I've actually visited the church.
这个教会非常的特别。
This is a very special, unusual church.
他们的教堂他们的建筑没有我们漂亮。
Their building and their structure is not as nice as we got.
教会很大。
It's a big church.
可以坐2500到3000人。
They can accommodate up to 3,000 people in service.
但是这个教会有一个不同的，跟其他教会不同的一个点在哪里呢？
However, there is something unique about this church.
大概是1906年到2010年的时候
And from 1906 to 1910,
有一个传道人被圣灵的感动，就是在这个多伦多开始这个教会。
There was an evangelist who was moved by the Holy Spirit, and he started the Toronto Church.
这个教会叫这个 People's Church in Toronto.
So the church is called the People's Church in Toronto.
这个人，这个创办的人，他是叫 Oswald Smith.
The founder of the People's Church in Toronto is called Oswald Smith.
当他开始这个教会的时候
When he started the church,
他有一个宗旨
He had one principle.
这个宗旨一直传到他的儿子 Paul Smith, 一直到现在
That principle has remained unchanged all the way through him, his son, and to the present time.
每个礼拜天这个教会充满了人
Every Sunday, it will be filled with people.
可能现在是不仅是一堂两堂三堂我都不晓得了
Perhaps they may have two or three sessions on a Sunday morning
他一个宗旨是什么呢
What is the principle of the church
他说我们这个宗旨我们教会的宗旨只有两个目的的
He says we have two goals in the church
我们要是在国内我们要在本地传福音
We have to evangelize to the local folks.
我们这个教会是一个传福音的教会。
Because we are an evangelical church.
也就是因为这个缘故，这个很多的这个吸毒啦，那个喝醉酒啦，那些的这个犯罪的人，他们就听了福音，信了耶稣。
For this reason.As they evangelize to the local folks, many of the drug addicts, many of the alcoholics have come to faith in Jesus Christ.
所以这个教会人数是越来越多，越来越多。
Their membership has, and congregation has grown over the years.
到今天为止，他们这个教会还是传福音。
to this day, they continue to evangelize.
那第二个目的是什么呢?
And there's a second purpose.
那就是要到国外传福音。
That is to send missionaries out to overseas.
他在国外传福音的那一个他的方针标准不同了。
The foreign missions is a little bit different.
那是从他们自己教会分布这个差派出去的。
Now they would send out missionaries from their own congregation.
我有一次进到他的教会。
Once I entered their church.
我看见墙上已经记载着这个教会差遣了170多个人到国外去传福音。
I could see on the wall they have 170 missionaries from their own congregation working in the field.
那可能人现在还要多了。
And maybe it's more now.
他们全力的、全心全意的，尽他们所能的，就是支持他们所差遣出去的传道。
With all their money, they were supporting the foreign missions.
他们这个传教士出去的目的就是要传福音。
The purpose of the missionaries is to go out and evangelize.
那自然，他们也有主日学。
Of course, they also have Sunday school.
他们有一个 Christian school.
They also have a Christian school.
他们有不同的那个节目。
They have different programs and fellowships.
他们也有 bus ministry.
They also have a bus ministry.
所以。弟兄姐妹们，他们是虽然有这些，但他们不忘记他们的宗旨，就是要传福音。
Although they have a lot of collateral ministries, their main focus is to send out missionaries.
我到过很多很多的地方。
I've been to many places.
我看见很多的教会就不能成长。
I see many churches cannot grow.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
不传福音。
Because they're not evangelizing.
就是感觉到我们这几个人在一起，大家团聚了，大家说说笑笑吃饭了，都就够了。
They feel that when they are fellowshipping together, they're having dinner together, that's good enough.
这就是为什么我写的三句话，高举基督，广传福音，然后是建立教会。
That is the reason why the slogan of the church is to exalt Jesus Christ, to share the gospel, and to build the church.
你不传福音出去。
If you don't share the gospel,
人不能够信主。
People cannot come to faith.
你怎么建立这个教会呢?
Then the question is, how do you build a church?
弟兄姐妹们，我们要传福音。
You have to evangelize.
昨天晚上我跟我女人被我们这个迦南团契，我们一起在一个家里面跟同工们有一点的吃饭。
Last night we had a fellowship and a dinner through the Canaan Fellowship.
哎呀，这个都是大陆来的。
And they are all from mainland China.
除了徐牧师以外。
Except for Pastor Xu.
那么然后我们在去这个聚会的时候
During our meeting,
我就问这一个人
I ask one person,
我就问那一个人
I ask another person,
都是夫妻啊
They're all couples.
我说你们是在哪里信主了
Where did you come to faith?
圣道堂啊
Was it ECBC?
圣道堂啊
ECBC?
圣道堂啊
ECBC?
圣道堂啊
ECBC?
哇呀我坐在那里我心里真是很感恩的
I was really thankful as I sat there.
弟兄姐妹们请记得
Please remember this.
为什么我今天早晨要传这个信息呢
Why am I sharing the gospel today?
圣道堂呢，刚刚我开始的时候就是传福音。
When we started ECBC, it was evangelizing as the main thing.
我曾经说。
I said this before.
我们不要从其他的教会我拉几个人来。
We're not trying to pull Christians or believers from other churches or to steal from other churches.
骗几个人来。
Or to
cheat
other people.
抢几个人来。
Or to rob a few.
我们要自己生养。
We need to cultivate our own believers.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，巴不得这个种子、这个目的，我们继续的下去。
May this goal remain a prime goal of the church.
所以耶稣基督对西门彼得说。
So Jesus said to Simon Peter.
他们。他说不要怕从今以后你要得人了。
He says, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be a fisher of men.
那请问弟兄姐妹我请问你们啊。
Let me ask you.
多少的人看过这段圣经
How many of you have read this text?
举手我看看。
Raise your hand if you've read it.
就这几个人看圣经的啊。那么熟的圣经都没看过吗
This is such a familiar Bible text.
多少人看过这段圣经
How many of you have read this? How many of you have read it?
哦大家看过啊。多少人听过这段圣经？
How many of you have heard it preached on?
哇，好多人哇！
Yes, also a lot.
多少人讲过这段圣经？大家来。
How many of you have preached on this?
那弟兄姐妹们，我请问你们。
But let me ask you.
我请问你们。
Let me ask.
当你看这段圣经的时候，你看见耶稣基督行几个神迹？
How many miracles did Jesus do in this text?
大家回答我啊！上面的人啊，不要瞌睡啊！ 啊，大家不吃饭了、啊。你看这段圣经的时候，你看这耶稣行几个神迹
？In this these 11 verses, how many miracles did Jesus do?
神学生告诉我好不好
？If you are a seminary student, tell me.
神学传道人告诉我好不好
？Or maybe a pastor could tell me.
几个神迹
？How many miracles?
一个神迹嘛。
One.
对不对啊
？Was it true? One.
大家回答对不对啊
？Is it true?、
啊、
One.
我看见两个神迹。
I see.Two miracles.
哎，一般的人看见只有一个神迹。
Most people will see one.
耶稣对彼得说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”他们把网一下去的时候，他们打到两茫茫长的里面。
Jesus told them to send the boat to the deep, and they were able to capture two boats.
耶稣这是不是神迹
？So is that a miracle?
大家说是不是神迹
？Is that a miracle?
当然是神迹吧。但是我看见另外一个神迹。
But there is another miracle.
这个神迹是什么呢
？What is the miracle?
就是圣经告诉我们说，彼得说我们整夜劳力打不掉一条鱼啊。
Peter said that we have toiled all night and came up with zero.
我告诉你，打不到一条鱼，这神迹。
That is a miracle.
我告诉你，这是耶稣做的。
This is what Jesus did.
如果那一天晚上他们打到很多鱼了，这个事情就不以后就不发生了。
Because if they were successful that night, this thing would not happen.
他们打从东到西，从南到北，打来打去，整个晚上整夜劳力打不到一条鱼，连一只小虾都没有。
From north to south, from east to west, throughout the whole Lake of Galilee, they came up with nothing.
我告诉各位，这是神迹。
This was the miracle.
这是耶稣基督在我自己领会的当中是耶稣所做的。
So this is through my understanding what Jesus has done to them.
亲爱的弟兄，请你们记得啊。
So remember this.
很多人说我们在这里碰壁了，那里被撞了，那里被撞，你觉得哎呀，真倒霉啊。
Sometimes we feel.Things are not going smoothly. Here we have a problem. Here we have another problem.
那你们大家不认识他，也大家听过他叫林书豪这一个人。
You may not know this person.
听过没有
？Have you heard of him？ 叫林书豪。
我很喜欢他。
I like him.
因为他信耶稣了。
Because he is a believer of Jesus Christ.
他现在打Toronto的一个篮球队。
Because he is actually playing.In the Toronto game.
我有一次看见这个CNN 呢，跟他的父母在那里啊，访问他的父母。
So once I saw an interview of this basketball player called Lin.
All of a sudden, 听见他的这个在那里啊访问的时候，我就感觉到啊，神是何等奇妙的神。
I could see from the interview that God is a marvelous God.
他是在这个 California 啊，这个是一个重点中学。
He was a graduate of a California high school.
He was
actually a basketball star in his own high school.
毕业以后
so after he finished,
他是何等盼望到这个 Stanford 去
He was hoping to enter Stanford University.
他也很盼望到 UC Berkeley.
And he wanted to go to UC Berkeley.
他是准备是盼望在这个中间的大学能够参加这个篮球队。
He wanted to join on an athletic scholarship to play basketball.
你去看他的简史的话。
But if you look at his autobiography,
Stanford 不接受他。
Stanford did not rejected him.
California,
UC Berkeley.
UC Berkeley 也没有请。
UC Berkeley also rejected him.
有没有申请这个 UCLA? 我不知道。
I don't know whether he applied for UCLA or not.
但是我说他是非常非常感觉到很伤心。为什么？
So
因为像他这样子一个球员，这几个。重点大学没有接受他。
He was dejected. He was sorry for himself that UC Berkeley and Stanford did not accept him.
也就是因为他的分数够，所以到最后到了 Harvard 去。
Eventually, because he has got good grades, he went to Harvard University.
你可看见这个门都关了。
You'll notice that all the doors were shut.
那当然 ，Harvard 是最好的学校。
Of course, Harvard was a good school.
到了 Harvard 以后，他才能够慢慢的出头露面。
It is actually while going to Harvard that he became famous.
本当时好像呢，在 California 的门都关掉了，学校大，中间大学都关掉了。
All the doors to the California universities were all shut.
神为他开了一条非常 没得到。
But instead, God opened a wonderful way for him.
我想到我的女人。
I think about my wife.
当我们从西雅图搬到这里来的时候。
When we moved from Seattle to Vancouver.
我告诉各位哦。
I can tell you.
她是到了这里啊，在这个西雅图是教书了，她是教 computer.
She was a professor teaching computer science in Seattle.
非常好。
She had a very good job.
搬到这里来，因为这里的工作，她这个门，她是申请二十几封信的这个。一个申请书。
After coming to Vancouver, she applied for more than 20 different opportunities. No one accepted her.
到最后只有一个。
But eventually, only one.
别的门都。
All the doors were locked.
就是一个。
Only one opened.
这一个就上帝开了。
This is what God opened.
上帝开这个门不就是为了我们的生活，而且为了我传道的工作的帮助。
God opened that door for her and also for me to not only make to earn a living, but also to help with my ministry.
弟兄姐妹们，当什么时候这个门关了，那个门关了，那个门关了，我们不要在那里叹息，我们不要埋怨，我们深信上帝不会做错事情。
In our lives, as you see different doors being shut in front of you, do not think that this is a bad thing. Do not think that God is not concerned.
那在这里我要把这个故事慢慢的检查下去。
So let me explain the story.
有一天耶稣基督在加利利旁边。
So one day, Jesus was walking by the lake of Gennesaret.
那么看见很多人拥挤他。
Many people were crowding him.
所以耶稣基督看见一条船。
He saw a boat.
有两条船。
There were two boats.
就下到一条船，这条船是彼得的。
He picked a boat that belonged to Simon Peter.
我就在那里想，为什么他不到这个约翰的船
？I was puzzled. Why did he pick that boat and not the boat that belonged to John?
这两条船，一条是新的，一条是旧的呀。
One is a new boat, the other one's an old one.
我敢相信这个。彼得的船也破破旧旧的。
And I'm sure that Peter's boat will be old.
约翰他的爸爸很有钱啊。
But John's father was rich.
哦，这个船也大又新。
And I'm sure that it's big and new.
很多人拥挤，耶稣要听耶稣的讲道，耶稣没有办法，没有讲台啊。
People were crowding Jesus. He had no pulpit.
所以他就进到彼得的船。
So he picked the boat that belonged to Simon Peter.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这不是偶然的。
This was not coincidental. He picked Peter's boat.
然后在船上对彼得说。
Then he said to Peter,
他说把船驶回离岸。
Why don't you drive this boat out away from the shore?
那么彼得就把它驶回离岸。
So Peter then drove the boat away from the shore.
这个如果不离岸的话，所有的听到的人都要到船上来。
Because if you don't have a distance, then people will come onto the boat.
他驶回离岸以后。
And after it was a distance from the shore, Jesus now started to teach the people from the boat.
请听啊。
Listen.
圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
我请你们大家讲，我不是在那里pay words.
And I'm going to study with you this scripture.
我请你们大家看啊。好，请你们看。
Let's read together.
第三节。
Verse 3.
有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去。下面是个什么字？什么字？大家说啊，请他稍微把船啊离岸，对不对
？So Jesus asked Peter to put it out a little bit from the shore.
哎，这个 mood， 这个是个 tone， 这是什么样子一个 tone， 什么一个 tone？
So what was the tone of Jesus's voice or the words？
请他是一个什么地位？
He was requesting it to move out.
来，大家说他是个什么地位
？So what was the status？
不讲嘛，不要紧嘛，讲错都没关系嘛。他是个什么地位啊
？What status did Jesus have when he requested the boat？
他把船是为敞开离岸。
He was requesting that the boat be moved offshore.
他是站在一个客人的地位。
He was standing from the perspective of a guest.He was requesting.
但是他讲完了以后
But after he preached,
圣经怎么说
What does the Bible say?
他对彼得说把船开到水深之处下网大鱼
He said, send a boat to the deep and you fish.
这个是什么语气啊?
And so what tone was it?
这是一个主人的语气哦。
The tone was that of an owner.
你可以看见这个本来他在这个到了船上请他，那就是一个客人的一个地位。
So when he was requesting it to be moved, he was
as a guest.
But after he preached,
第一点请你打出来看看好不好?
After he preached,
第一点怎么说呢? 这个凡客为主, 主居首位。
So instead of a person being a guest, he is now becoming the owner.
当他讲完了以后, 他对彼得说,他的八船开到水中之后,这是个命令式的。
This now became a command. So from a guest, he became the owner.
这是发号施令的。This
is now a command, like an army command.
八船开到水中之后,下网打鱼啊。
He says, you drive it to the deep, you go and fish.
弟兄姐妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果彼得耶稣说,你要得人了。
You are going to be a fisher of men.
如果你要得人的话,
if you're going to be a fisher of men,
你一定要从彼得在你得鱼的过程里面, 我们学个功课。
We need to learn the lesson from Peter.
我们如果要得着满满的鱼的话,
if you want to catch a boatload of fish,
必须要让耶稣基督居首位。
If you want to catch a boatload of fish, you need to let Jesus be the commander.
对不对?
Isn't it true?
如果耶稣不居首位,
if Jesus is not a commander, the Lord of your ship,
他们一无所获,
he could, they could earn nothing. They would receive nothing.
但你记得不记得那个诗篇127篇第一节来打出来看看好不好?
In Psalm 127, in Psalm 127, 1.
All right, 大家一起念,请来。 建造的人, 若不是耶和华, 看守的人,你看见没有,这是一个原则。
This is a principle.
这是一个教会的,建造教会的一个原则。
That is a principle for building the church.
这是一个得人的原则。
That is a principle for becoming fisher of men.
若不是耶和华看守,建造房屋,建造的人都是枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord Jehovah builds the house, you're always seeing your time.
看守城市,
Unless the Lord Jehovah is watching over the city, you're all wasting your time. In other words,
我们教会圣道堂要得人如得鱼一样，我们必须要让耶稣基督在我们中间居首位。
For ECBC to be fishers of men, we need to let the Lord Jesus Christ be the Lord commander.
非常的清楚，在旧约诗篇127篇告诉我们说，若不是耶和华建造房屋。
Very clearly, in Psalm 127, 1, it says, unless it's the Lord Jehovah who builds, otherwise you're building in vain. Let's turn to John 15. 15:5. Let me read for you.
他说,我是葡萄树,你们是枝子, 藏在我里面的,我也藏在你们里面,这人就什么?再说,来。 这个人就多结果子，因为下面大家一起来念了，因为离了我，你们弟兄姐妹们，这是一个原则。
This is a principle.
这是一个结果子的原则。
This is the principle for bearing fruit.
这是一个得人的原则。
This is a principle for becoming fishers of men.
我们如果不是主在我们中间居首位的话，
Unless you have the Lord as your commander，
我们再劳力，
Even if you work hard，
我们再工作，
Even if you work more，
我们再传福音，
Even if you share the gospel，
没有什么用处，
It'll be a waste of time.
我们需要让我们的主在我们中间确确实实的实实在在的做我们的主。
You need to let Jesus Christ be truly the Lord and commander of the church.
你说阿们吧阿们?
You say amen.
如果说是光光我们人,孙约翰啊,徐牧师啊,王牧师啊,某一个传道人,我们这里活动,没有主的话,弟兄姐妹,我们是枉然。
If we are working through people only, we're wasting time. And you will not be able to attract people, believers.
When when
you enter the sanctuary, it is filled with humanity, but completely devoid of divinity. I've said this before.
有一个年轻人
There's a young man.
大概十八九岁
He's about 18, 19.
他是个黑人
He's a black man.
他刚刚信了主
He just came to faith.
非常的热情
And he was a devout Christian.
这是很早很早很早以前的事情
Early on.
那个这个美国黑白都分开的
At that time, the United States was still under segregation.
坐车子也分开的
So when they take public transportation, it's segregated.
你到酒吧店里头去也分开
了 You go to the bar, the restaurant is segregated.
黑人跟白人不能混合在一起
So the blacks and the whites cannot be together.
在教会里头这就白人没有黑人了
So in the churches, again, white churches only.
黑人到黑人的教会
So the black people go to the black church.
所以这个年轻人信了主以后
This young man, after he came to faith,
不晓得为什么有
don't know why, but one day,
他看了一篇文章
he read an article.
哎呀，这篇文章很受感动
He was moved by the article.
他说我这个礼拜天
He says, this Sunday,
我要到这个教会
I want to go to this church.
这个教会我要去看看这个牧师
I want to visit with the pastor.
因为这篇文章是这个牧师所写的他实在很受感动
He was very much touched and impressed by the article that the pastor had written. He was kind of cute.
Yeah, 所以他早晨穿了很整齐的衣服。
So that morning he was wearing something nice.
他就到这个教会去。
He went to the church.
他照着这个地址就进，快要到这个教会的时候。
According to the address, as he was about to enter the
sanctuary, 有两个招待的人在外面。
There were two ushers standing there.
他看见这个黑人进到。
They saw this black man coming back. Coming
up. Where are you going?
So they asked him, 你去哪里啊？
他说我要到里面要做礼拜啊
I want to go into the church to worship.
No, 你有没有走错啊
So he says, maybe you've gone the wrong way.
他说年轻人如果你要做礼拜你大概要走八个 blocks 到那里去然后再转四个 blocks 到那边那边一个教会是你可以去做礼拜的地方
So the ushers say, no, you have to go eight blocks that way and turn right and go another four blocks. That's your church.
都是白人所做的礼拜
In other words, this is a white church.
你是个黑人
You're a black man.
那个地方是黑人的礼拜
You have to go to a black church.
你应该到那里去。
You should go there.
哦，然后这个年轻就说，他说好不好？我跟你们牧师讲几句话。
The young man said, "Can I have a chat with your pastor?"
哦，他说你们牧师，我们牧师正在那里祷告，要准备讲道。
They say the pastor is getting ready to preach.
正在 arguing 的时候
，As they were talking,
牧师就听见。
The pastor heard.
就出去。
The pastor came out.
就问什么事情
？He says, "What's going on?"
那么这个两个。两个招待人就这样告诉
他。The ushers then told the pastor what's going on.
所以就他说对年轻人说年轻人啊。
The pastor said to the young man,
我非常感谢你要来看我。
I want to thank you for visiting with me.
但是我实在是很原谅我说实在是不能让你进来做。
But pardon me, I cannot allow you to come and see me.
他说这样子。
But how about this?
这个礼拜三。
This coming Wednesday.
祷告会了我盼望我是在这个礼拜天完了以后我就给长老这师们商量能不能让你礼拜三来看我
So this coming Wednesday I will speak to the church board to allow you to come and visit with me this coming Wednesday in our prayer meeting
礼拜三是我们教会的祷告会
Because that's our prayer meeting day
那么这个到最后啊这个年轻人就离开了
So the young man left
牧师礼拜三在那里等他。
The pastor waited on Wednesday.
因为长这么多同意让这个年轻人礼拜三来看牧师。
The church board allowed this black man to come visit on Wednesday.
那礼拜三没有来。
This on Wednesday, the young man did not appear.
牧师觉得很奇怪啊。
The pastor was puzzled.
再过一个礼拜三。
After another Wednesday.
也没有来。
He didn't show.
再过一个礼拜三。
After another Wednesday.
奇怪啊。
He was puzzled.
我明明亲口答应他礼拜三可以来。
I promised that he can come to visit me on Wednesday.
结果一个月就过去了。
One month passed.
牧师也忘记这件事。
The pastor forgot.
有一天在大街上走路。
One day when he was walking on the street.
远远地看见这个年轻的黑人呢，这样子过来了。
He could see this young black man coming towards him.
就是他。
It's exactly him.
就是他。
That's him.
我等他。
I've been waiting for him.
没看见他来。
But I didn't see him come.
所以他就过去了。
He went, he approached the man.
抓住这个年轻人了。
He approached and he held onto the man.
他说 young man.
He says, young man.
你能不能说我好
Do you recognize me?
这个年轻人抬起头来说我认识。
The young man says, yes, I recognize you.
我不是答应你礼拜三来吗
Did I not promise that you can come visit me on Wednesday?
你怎么不来呢
Why did you not come?
这个年轻人低下头来。
The young man bowed his head.
他说牧师啊。
He says, pastor.
不要怨我。
Don't blame me.
不要责备我。
Do not rebuke me.
那一天我没有去做礼拜。
I did not go to church.
我回到家里去。
I went back home.
我跪在床前。
I knelt beside my bed.
我嚎啕大哭啊。
I wept.
我说主啊。
I say, Lord.
为什么在，因为这个年轻人刚刚信主，不大知道这些的文化背景。他说为什么在教会里头还有黑人跟白人之分。
So this young man wept and asked the Lord, how come,Even in a Christian church, the whites and the blacks are segregated. So when he was weeping at the bed, how come they will not allow me in? When he was weeping, all of a sudden he heard a gentle voice. He says, Child, son, don't cry.
He says, Lord,
He says, Lord,
为什么
why?
他说这个教会不仅是不让你进去，也不让我进去。
The church not only is keeping you out, this church is also keeping me out.
他说如果主不在你们教会，我来干什么？
So if the Lord is not in your church, what am I doing here?
哦，当我读了这个故事以后
，So when I read this story,
我心里很受感
，I was touched,
也很受责备
，I was also rebuked.
如果主不在我们圣道堂
，Because if the Lord is not in
our church,
what are we doing here?
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。